Many of Washington's largest wildfires have burned through rangeland, not forests, east of the Cascades. Managing these ecosystems to make wildfires less catastrophic can be challenging. So, what might work best? As Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt reports, there is no one-size-fits-all solution.
Central Washington's Moses Cooley Preserve looks much different than it did before Labor Day.
Here's a dead rabbit brush. There's some sagebrush skeletons. Some of them were not completely consumed by the fire, but they've died.
Lisa Ellsworth is working with a team of researchers who've been studying this area for more than a decade. This part of their experiment burned in the wind-driven Pearl Hill Fire on Labor Day. Flames licked at the basalt cliffs on the sides of the coulee, leaving only black shadows on the rocky edges. Krenna Hansen is the area's land manager for the Nature Conservancy.
Right now, it looks like a moonscape, whereas before it was this diverse shrubland with a lot of life and flowers and grasses and wildlife.
In Washington, the shrub steppe ecosystem historically covered about one-third of the state. Now, it's estimated that less than half of that is still intact.
It's what I consider to be a threatened ecosystem.
Many of Washington's largest fires have burned through rangeland. This was especially true of the big fires in September. So how can rangelands be managed to make fires less damaging? Tip Hudson is a range and livestock specialist at Washington State University Extension.
Post-fire rehabilitation is only marginally effective, and it's also extremely expensive. So there's a very large interest in helping create healthy plant communities that are both resistant to fire and resilient to fire.
There are a variety of treatments for the different types of range. Shrub thinning reduces the canopy of shrubs like sagebrush. When it's extremely dense, that can lead to sagebrush canopy fires. Strip thinning creates fire breaks over smaller areas. Herbicide treatments knock out annual grasses while not harming native plants. But one of the best tools could be targeted grazing. That's when cattle lightly munch on invasive annual grasses, like cheatgrass. It also helps native grasses grow. In central Washington's Palisades, rancher Molly Linville has used targeted grazing since 2011. On her ranch, Linville keeps her cows in a tight-knit herd.
You see them all together. They're always together.
Their hooves trample native grass seeds, like bluebunch wheatgrass. That keeps the seeds from blowing away in the wind. For this type of grazing to work, the ground shouldn't be trampled to an extreme, which is an issue with overgrazing. Linville's cattle also help her manage invasive weedy grasses like cheatgrass.
Those weedy annuals in this kind of country, they are super green and super yummy, like late winter, early spring. And the cows love them.
Cheatgrass does bounce back. Seeds can live in the soil for years. Linville says it's more about managing it each year than eradicating it. At the Moses Cooley Preserve, northeast of Linville's ranch, researchers had treated experimental plots more than a decade ago. It's part of a larger project that covers six states, including in Washington, Idaho, and Oregon. They'd collected lots of data about ways to better restore the sagebrush steppe ecosystem. They studied controlled burns, mowing, and herbicide treatments. Now, they'll switch the experiment to see how these plots recover after a fire, says fire ecologist Lisa Ellsworth.
This will give us a lot of interesting data, teaching us something about the effectiveness of these treatments.
More concerning, she says, is the habitat that's been lost to the Pearl Hill Fire. This area was important for several imperiled species, including sage grouse. But there is already good news for the native bunch grasses.
You can see the little tiny bits of green starting to resprout.
The area had been in good condition. Ellsworth says that will help it recover after the fire. They'll have to keep monitoring this area, keeping the cheatgrass under control. I'm Courtney Flatt at Moses Cooley Preserve.